Well, the board and I are hoping that more prospective teachers will be willing to come to the school district because they know they can bring their school-age children tuition-free. You know, some teachers live upstate at Moline or Rock Island, and yet they want to consider teaching here, but they know they have daycare concerns because by the time they leave their school and they have to drive up to Moline or Rock Island to get their kid out of daycare, it just creates a lot of hassles and problems. And so if they can bring the child with them to the district each day and perhaps use our before and after school daycare here in the district, then that might make it more feasible for them to teach here. And, of course, we know we're not going to draw dozens of teachers because of this, but we're hoping that we'll draw one or two. In fact, we already have one teacher bringing a student here to the district, so it has worked already. And we're optimistic, and we're just hoping through a series of different strategies we can address this teacher shortage problem that all districts are facing.
Yeah, so this would, I guess, it's kind of a twofold purpose. It would help with the applicant pool in terms of filling openings, but then this is an option still available, though, to existing staff that may have kids that are going to school outside of the district.
Right. It's available to all full-time staff, both certified and uncertified, and we're also hoping that the teachers who take advantage of it will be able to spend more time at school because they don't have to rush off and get to daycare. They don't have to arrive late because they drop their kids off at daycare, you know, because the kids are more handy, that they're able to spend a little more time, you know, preparing lessons and grading papers and that sort of thing.